The evening has taken a turn for the worst. The head of the King's Guard has revealed that he has absolutely no clue who killed the King, and so it falls upon the revelers to decide between themselves. Thud wants sword, thud hit things, sets the tone nicely. Icy strokes Thud's biceps and whispers, "But it's not in the prophecy, dear." Behind them, the Black Knight argues with Sheena about who was where at the time of the King's murder, whilst McSporran keeps pointing to himself, repeating over and over that he wanted the King dead. "Shut up," says Sheena and the Black Knight in unison, but McSporran looks confused for a mere second before continuing with his rant. Kneeling over the now way too snowy to be left here corpse of the King is Chastity. Shazam hovers over to comfort her. "I can't imagine the loss you're feeling," he offers, as Chastity roots through the King's pockets and withdraws a letter stamped with the royal seal. "Yes," she shouts. "I've got the letter. Stop the execution." Shazam raises an eyebrow. "Didn't find any rings in there, did you?" But Chastity shakes her head. "Is that the letter the King was blackmailing me with?" Sir Prancelot pipes up. No, replies Chastity, but thanks for sharing. "Did you find a knife?" asks Candida. "That's a sick joke. Only you humans would share," sighs Legolas, curiously comprehending. "No, really, I've lost mine," Candida shrugs. Over in a corner, Jewel shouts at Bernie. "My necklace can control dragons. I'm sure it can stop you going off." "Really?" Bernie replies. "Well, maybe the last time I saw the King, I went off then." Jewel snickers. "Calm down, Flamehead. You've only cut one side of him so far, and we all saw that." "Ceiling fire!" shouts the court cook. "But don't you go anywhere until you finish your desserts. Probably hurry up, though." Legolas staggers towards him. "First human to leave is a dirty Kingslayer," he squeals.